Welcome to this Compliance Advisor podcast from SearchCompliance.com, where Search Compliance editors interview leading experts in governance, risk management, and compliance.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the CIO and IT Strategy Group at TechTarget. Sarbanes-Oxley has now been in place for about 8 years, but interest in it remains high for corporate America. Coming up in May, the 18th SOX Compliance and Evolution to GRC Conference will take place in Boston. And joining me today is Lyle Smith, Director of SOX Compliance for Walmart, who will speak at the conference. Welcome, Lyle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I think the popular conception is that Sarbanes-Oxley is old news, since it's been around since 2002. Why is SOX still important to corporate America?
Yeah, you're right. SOX has been around for a while, and it's definitely something that I think we've all become somewhat conditioned to. However, I think that it's still in its infancy stage from a maturity standpoint. I think that corporate America still has a long way to go to fully master and make their SOX programs the most effective and efficient that they can be. Here at Walmart, we still are continuing to mature our program, and I, in talking with my peers elsewhere, I understand that they're in a similar process. I think what's critical to understand is, you know, SOX was just formalizing some good governance that every public company should have, and in our current economic downturn, and with a lot of skepticism around what's gone on in the financial industry over the last 18 months to 2 years, I think it continues to demonstrate the necessity for good corporate governance around internal controls over financial reporting. And SOX is just one mechanism by which companies can do that. That said, I think that a lot of organizations are struggling with how to right-size their SOX program so that it is focused on the type of governance that our, you know, investor community is most interested in.
One of the early perceptions of SOX was that it helped companies become more efficient and transparent, and I think you alluded to that in your first answer. Originally, I think early returns said this was not the case. Do you think that this is becoming more the case, that SOX is helping people run their companies more efficiently?
You know, again, I think it is all over the board with regard to how companies are achieving what they need to get done for SOX. It definitely has promoted a higher level of transparency, and I think that was baked within the approach that was provided by the PCAOB and the SEC. The efficiency question is the one that I think most companies are continuing to struggle with. If you think about what brought the SOX legislation on, it really was governance in the boardroom and in the corner offices. And I think from a tactical perspective, a lot of organizations have focused their SOX efforts on transactional level control concerns, which were never really the core issue within the financial frauds and malfeasance that occurred that kind of brought SOX on. So I think mastering the efficiency is something that companies are continuing to struggle with and wrestle with, and I think some organizations have been more effective at others at really right-sizing and making their SOX programs as efficient as possible. I think we're on the road to get there, but I think that most organizations still have a ways to go to get that into a real mature state.
Just so I'm understanding you, what do you mean by right-sizing a SOX program?
It really revolves around, I'll even use the COSO framework as an example. You know, the COSO framework has several levels of within their control environment that start off at the transactional level and work their way up to monitoring and entity level control environment type concerns. And I think a lot of organizations have been mired in the detail at the transactional level and have struggled with how to take advantage of the monitoring and control environment entity level controls that go on within their organization. Oftentimes, they're harder to define, and they pose challenges with regard to how to test those controls. However, those are the controls that management relies on and that prevents them from staying up all night worrying about whether or not they have good financial governance around their financial statements.
So you're speaking at this SOX conference in Boston, May 17th and 18th, on what Walmart has done around SOX. Could you give us a little insight into what you'll be talking about?
Absolutely. In 2007, when the PCAOB released their revised guidance in the form of AS5 and the SEC released guidance on behalf of management, that was really the opportunity that many organizations had to start, again, to use that word, right-sizing their SOX program and focusing on the controls that really matter. The thing to continually remind everybody about is the requirements of SOX are such that we identify those controls that would prevent a material misstatement. And prior to 2007, I would suggest that most companies had a multiple of two or maybe even three controls that had nothing to do with preventing a material misstatement. They were really focused on more granular level control concerns that even if they did fail, would never rise to the concern of a material misstatement. Well, in 2007, that guidance really provided the business community to take a look at their control sets and their control environment and consider which of those processes and controls are most critical to preventing a material misstatement. And with that, companies have been on this journey to improve and mature and drive efficiency and effectiveness of their SOX program. I'll be talking a little bit about those challenges with regard to Walmart and how Walmart's gone about identifying those opportunities and prioritizing them, putting them into a short-term, mid-term, and long-term bucket, and how we're picking off those items one by one.
So what you're saying is that SOX itself hasn't changed, the regulations haven't changed, but how people are interpreting it and putting it into practice is evolving?
Absolutely. I think for the last 3 years, the interpretation and the evolution of SOX has picked up dramatically. We're continuing to provide, we as a SOX community are continuing to look for opportunities to provide value back to our organization. And generally that comes from reducing the number of controls that are required for testing, but in doing so, not overlooking the importance of ensuring that you're controlling the internal controls over financial reporting such that you don't have a material misstatement. So that evolution is very much still underway.
So you mentioned AS5 or Accounting Standard 5. I was wondering, could you just explain exactly what that is and then how Walmart has been able to leverage that particular standard to add business value?
Certainly. That's a lot about what I was just referring to in that, you know, AS5 was, in my opinion, was the PCAOB's response to the uproar within the business community about how expensive it was to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley. So it really refined the approach that the PCAOB required of the external audit environment. Again, the PCAOB AS5 is guidance for the auditors. Management has different guidance that was issued pretty much the same time in 2007 by the SEC. They're very closely aligned, and they both focus on what is popularly referred to as a top-down risk-based approach. And at the end of the day, it all goes back to identifying the right types of controls to mitigate a material misstatement. And AS5 provided the platform for the external audit community to revise their approach, and again, the SEC guidance, which was closely aligned, provided guidance for management to evolve their control environment such that it's not quite as punitive to do everything that they need to do for SOX compliance.
I'm sure that's going to be an interesting talk. I was wondering if in our last couple of minutes I could ask you a couple more questions in general. What are the biggest compliance challenges compliance officers in general, like yourself, are facing these days?
I think that the ask of our executive management is to continue to demonstrate value to the organization through efficiency and effectiveness, and combining just good compliance work with a broader governance structure is critical. And I think it's finding ways to plug into other compliance and governance functions within our companies, whether that's ERM or IT compliance or other global initiatives that provide us opportunities to maximize the efforts that we're doing for any one given compliance effort, in our case, like SOX 404, but also demonstrate value above and beyond SOX to the organization through increasing the level of compliance, the efficiency of compliance, and the overall financial governance. So it's being creative and finding ways to branch out and leverage what we're doing within our given compliance, our area of responsibility with regard to compliance. And for me, of course, that's Sarbanes-Oxley.
We've been talking with Lyle Smith, Director of SOX Compliance for Walmart. Thank you, Lyle, and a very interesting discussion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Compliance Advisor Podcast. For more information on governance, risk, and compliance, visit searchcompliance.com or write to us at editor@searchcompliance.com. Thank you.